Right now, though, we turn our attention to the world of healthcare. Have you ever called your doctor or hospital seeking an appointment and been told the wait will be weeks or maybe months? You have been affected by the Central Valley's doctor shortage. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports that one group is pushing a potential solution: locally sourced doctors from a proposed new medical school.
Being in a waiting room at a doctor's office is not the most pleasant place to be. But waiting to get into that waiting room can be even worse. That is what healthcare experts call a doctor shortage, and in the Valley, it's bad. The Valley has about half the doctors per 100,000 people compared to places like the Bay Area. And compared to the state average, the San Joaquin Valley has about 50% fewer doctors. And when you dig into high-demand specialists, the picture can be even bleaker. The answer, according to people in both the private and public sector, is a medical school dedicated to the Central Valley.
Most of the medical literature I've ever read always suggests medical school and residencies are how you can retain and keep physicians locally.
Newly minted Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula, a physician who represents the 31st District covering a big chunk of the Central Valley, has made bringing a medical school to the Valley a main promise. Arambula says establishing a medical school would keep students in the Valley throughout their education, making it more likely they stay long term.
Now the question is how and how soon and what does it look like? And there are a lot of questions that we don't have answers to. At the end of the day, to be as forthcoming as I can, I don't care how this cat gets skinned. I care that it gets done.
Arambula thinks an ideal situation would be establishing the school at UC Merced. However, he says he's had meetings with two private groups, including the Assemi family, about building a private medical school. The Assemis founded the California Health Sciences University, which is a private pharmacy school in Clovis. The family is also a donor to Valley Public Radio. Provost Wendy Duncan says the vision is to slowly add additional programs over the next 15 years until the school can offer a range of education up to a physician's residency.
Oh my goodness, yes, there's huge demand. Actually, whenever we talk about the need for particular kinds of healthcare providers, people's eyes light up because they know that there's a huge need. You know, the wait times for primary care are getting to be really ridiculously long.
No matter if it's private or public, medical schools are expensive, costing $100 million or more. But the evidence of people staying in the area after they do their residency is conflicting. Industry research says in California, which is a popular destination for students and doctors, upwards of 75% of students stay in the state after they do their residency. However, for the residency program at UCSF Fresno, only about 30% of those students stay and work in the Central Valley. So why not cut out the middleman and just bring in established doctors?
It's pretty difficult, actually, to convince physicians to come to Fresno.
Jolie Lamone is the chief of pediatrics with Valley Children's Hospital. She says their focus is on recruiting doctors to the Central Valley, but that has its own challenges, since doctors can go just about anywhere in the country.
You know, it's Central California. It's not right at the beach. It's not right in the mountains. We do have a large underserved population, and maybe that's not attractive to people, but I think it's just general outside people out of the state have a perception of California, and this is not what it is.
Lamone is skeptical that establishing a medical school would result in a material increase in the number of doctors working here, saying it's more about finding doctors who want to live a Valley lifestyle. Not to mention, building a medical school, training doctors, and convincing them to stay here will take years. The Valley has a doctor shortage right now, especially when the population is growing and many newly insured people are seeking out all kinds of care. While strongly supporting the idea of a medical school, John Kapitman with the Central Valley Health Policy Institute says it can't be the only step taken to improve access to health care, pointing to other options like licensed practical nurses, allowing pharmacists to have limited prescribing ability, and establishing patient-centered medical homes.
You know, so that's another example of a framework, the intent of which is to sort of broaden the healthcare workforce, so it's not just doctors and nurses.
Freeing up pharmacists to do more is an idea that's getting kicked around Sacramento, and one that is supported by the local private pharmacy school. Whether it's building a new medical school, recruiting existing docs to the Valley, or broadening who can provide what healthcare, the problems with access are unlikely to vanish anytime soon. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.